Brian Price and Delton T. Horn present Narrowed Horizons.
Delton T. Horn, the unknown star, and his agent, Dwayne, have set out on an allegedly record-breaking world tour. Somewhere out on the open road with Sarah, the hitchhiker.
So, Delton, Dwayne, who do you guys want to hit now?
Well, gee, I don't know. You're the one that's driving, Sarah.
Well, I have an idea.
Now, hold it. This is all wrong.
Huh?
Oh, what's all wrong, Delton?
This, all of it. First, the hitchhiker is not supposed to be driving.
Oh.
Second, Dwayne, we know where we're going. We're on a world tour, in case you've forgotten.
Well, I hadn't exactly forgotten.
And
what
thirdly,
happened.
The star is not supposed to be in the back seat. There's not a leg room back here for a slug.
Slugs don't have legs, Delton.
Yeah.
I guess we better pull over and straighten all this out.
Yeah I guess so.
Hey, look, here's the scenic overlook. I'll pull in over there.
Yeah, well, that's good. I need to stretch my legs anyway. How long have we been going?
Oh, about 15 minutes.
Yeah, boy, I tell you, it felt like it, too. Ooh.
Oh, neat. There's a historic marker over here.
Okay, what does this great historic marker have to say for itself?
Okay, wow. Listen to this. This point of interest was first discovered by Captain Rinaldo Point of the Swiss Navy on June 31st, 1835. The present plaque was erected by the Historic Marker Planning Commission in 1962 and commemorates this point of interest as having been interesting for over 150 years, making it the oldest point of interest in the area.
Fascinating.
Oh, well researched.
Come on, I want to look over the overlook.
Oh, I'm all for a view.
I'm all for getting this over with.
Just look at that.
Boy, yeah. Oh, God, look.
Dwayne.
Oh, that's something.
Dwayne, it's just a view, not a plate of spaghetti.
Oh, I know, Delton, I know.
Then stop smacking your lips.
Sometimes it's worth it just to look out over a great expanse like this. It makes you realize just how insignificant we really are.
I'm not.
But it makes you realize how little we know and how much we've got to learn. I sometimes wish I knew even half of what there is to know.
I already know all I'll ever need to know about anything, so let's go.
Oh, I don't know, Delton. Maybe I should stay here long enough for me to learn something.
Oh, God, we'll be here all night.
That's the spirit, Dwayne. Look out over that broad, beautiful, big expanse and tell me what you see.
Oh, I see a little bitty barn and a little bitty house and some little bitty cows and there's a little bitty...
Oh, no, Dwayne. You see your soul.
I do.
Yeah, it's right there beside the little bitty cow.
Yes, Dwayne. You see, whatever you see out there in that valley is a metaphor for your metaphysical being.
Huh.
Now, Dwayne, try again. What do you see?
Nothing.
Well, I don't doubt that.
Oh, no, Dwayne.
Sarah, why don't you tell us what you see down in the valley?
Oh, that's easy. I see my hopes and my dreams, but mostly what I see is love.
No kidding, all I see is cows.
Love, huh?
Don't you see love all around you, Delton?
Well, being a major star such as myself, that's not what I'd call it.
What would you call it?
Adulation.
Well, Sarah, are you looking for a boyfriend?
Oh, no. Much more than that. I'm looking for someone to share the creativity, truth, and energy of my life. Someone who will accept my dreams, my existence. Someone strong, yet sensitive. I'm looking for a man with a hairy chest.
Well, Dalton's got hairy ankles.
Yeah.
That's not the same.
Well, it's close.
Oh, well, enough philosophy. I guess it's back to the old world tour.
Right, but this time I get to ride in the front seat.
Nice view, just the same.
What will our heroes see next? Be sure to catch the next exciting episode of Narrowed Horizons.
Also featuring Teresa Kittner.
Copyright 1987 by Brian Price and Delton T. Horn.